Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Final segment with Tyler Bennett, who flew here from Los Angeles. They've got offices across the country. Incredible. I visited them. Amazing. I mean, these people are the real deal. They cut right to the chase. They put their name on it. They certify it. And that means they are the ones that are vouching for you and liable for it. That is key. That's what the other lawyers and the other corrupt CPAs, there are a lot of good ones, but a lot of bad ones, won't do. These folks are great. JonesTaxRelief.com takes you right to the great folks at American Tax Solutions. In closing, Tyler Bennett, you said you've got a rant for folks. You've got some key things to tell people.
I do, Alex. See, there's two truisms about the IRS and taxes that everyone should know. Okay, the first one, and you might have heard this in Catch Me If You Can with Leonardo DiCaprio, okay? The IRS only knows what you or somebody else tell them. And typically that's your employer, or if you're an independent contractor, the person that's writing you off, right? Now, that's why they want to go after, they are starting to go after eBay, Etsy, all these resellers, is so that they're telling them too, okay? And because even though they can close the tax gap by taxing the globalists their proper share, they want to get it out of the middle class because we already know they're out to take all your money. And the second truism in taxes, that this is always true, and keep in mind, and we will use this concept to your benefit, is deferral is always a win. What does deferral mean? That means paying your taxes as late as possible without incurring penalties and interest. Why is that a win? It's because the dollar is worth less and less every single day. And that was true in the 90s, but it's even farther true now with inflation hitting.
Oh, absolutely. Sorry. Levels. Yeah, with inflation, my goodness, you got to push it off. Yeah. Because a year is like 20-30% inflation now.
Right. It's insane. So, like, what are you going to, you know, and so it's like, look, the longer you can delay that, obviously it means when you pay that 5 years from now instead of right now, you're paying less in taxes.
And you guys will advise people that are more wealthy or whatever on real estate to parlay it and beat inflation.
Listen, if you have money, there are a multitude of things, trust instruments, corporations. Listen, even if you're a small business owner at all, you need to give me a call so we can get you in a corporate setup. Since the 2017 Tax and Jobs Cut Act, TCJ, best vehicle to be in and to pay the least amount of taxes is a C corporation, okay? And so that's how we can save you lots of money. We can put you on payroll of your own business. You can take
the- And again, you cut the fake complexity out because you already know it. These other lawyers will BS you and have meetings and tell you they got to assess your business. It's all lies, folks. They're just milking you.
Absolutely. It really doesn't matter what your business is. At the end of the day, there's only four types of entities, right? You're a sole proprietor, you're an LLC, you're an S-corp, you're a C-corp, okay? And they're all flow-throughs except one. And there's only one that pays a flat tax rate, and that's a C-corp.
And it's a lower percent.
21%. Me and you, Alex, pay 37.
That's right. Why the hell? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me a few years ago. I was like, why aren't we a C-corp? Well, yeah.
Absolutely. And there are so many tips and tricks that you can use, loopholes that you can use with C-Corp, because in Section C of the Internal Revenue Code, that's also in, you know, that Apple is a C-Corp, right? Amazon's a C-Corp. So there is so much lobbies to keep those.
Exactly. They've
there.
Written it all for themselves.
Exactly. And we.
So, hey, this guy will tell you how to do what Apple did.
Exactly.
And you're not running slave camps in China. You're morally not paying money for wars.
Right. Absolutely. And
remember, none of the money goes around the country, folks, so don't feel guilty that you're not paying. It's all fraud.
Listen, it doesn't matter what they call a tax. The government can spend whatever the money they get on whatever they want, which is apparently a war in Ukraine and entitlements, you know?
Well, I'm impressed, and I'm just glad I called you guys. Wow. It's been a real blessing, too. Like, I've only called, like, four or five people I thought would be great. They've all are turning into sponsors. This is just the zeitgeist. It's so beautiful. JonesTaxRelief.com, 833-900-4285. Tyler Bennett, thank you so much for all you do at American Tax Solutions.
Thanks, Alex. Glad to be on the show.
And I want to meet your mom and I want to meet your girlfriend that came with you. I saw them earlier going in there. They're great sitting there for hours. We really appreciate them.
Absolutely.
Gavin McGinnis takes over right now. I mean, thank you so much, brother. I know you're helping. Oh, we forgot to ask you. How much have you already saved people that have just called in the last few weeks?
Okay, so in the last few weeks alone, we've saved over $5 million. In the last few years, we've saved closer to $200 million for the taxpayer.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time, and I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what, I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out, because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. See your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We saw the announcement last week. Facebook said that you're allowed to call for violence against Russians, period. And then we saw the headlines that German hospitals were denying Russians health care. Whether you love Vladimir Putin or hate Vladimir Putin or you're neutral like I am, do you want to deny Russians health care? Do you want to make top ballerinas and top pianists and top violinists and top conductors pledge that they hate Putin and want nuclear war, basically, or they're fired? Because that's been happening. This is what McCarthy only dreamed of. And why do I raise that right now with the great Gavin McGinnis joining us? Because 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I was banned everywhere. But a year later, they were banning him so hard that the headlines were, "You're allowed to call for violence against Gavin McGinnis." And then a week later, they put 10 more names on the list. Myself, Paul Joseph Watson, Louis Farrakhan, and a few others. So when we saw that, that was the headlines. It was surreal. But here we are, ladies and gentlemen, a few years later, English-born Canadian writer, actor, comedian, and serial entrepreneur, the founder of Vice, and so much more, Censored.TV, and he's got a bunch of other really, really exciting programs he does, like Get Off My Lawn. He joins us now to discuss the waterfront and everything that's happening and this purge of the military and the police departments and the fire departments and what they're doing once they do the purge, the same model as the South African communist takeover. It's now quadruple crime and poverty in that country. So, Gavin, it's great to have you here, my friend, a true icon in this fight. What should we tackle first, the cancel culture, the takeover of the police and fire departments in leftist cities, the war in Ukraine? I mean, there's so much to hit here. All right, Gavin, it's so fun to do these live shows because occasionally you're gonna have issues. So we're gonna go back to Gavin in just a minute. You know, this Greg Reese report is just really, really incredibly important, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm really, really proud of this report he's done. So let's go ahead and air that Greg Reese report, and we'll be right back.
The first nation to successfully weaponize and mass produce deadly pathogens was Great Britain during the start of World War II. Soon followed by the United States, Germany, France, and Japan. While many nations mass-produced them, Japan was notorious for deploying biological weapons. killing almost 500,000 Chinese soldiers and civilians in several military campaigns, including the 1940 bombing of Ningbo, China, when Japan's secret bioweapons unit 731 dropped ceramic bombs full of living fleas carrying the bubonic plague. German pharmaceutical company IG Farb and Bayer conducted fatal human experiments on prisoners and killed over 1 million people with its cyanide-based Zyklon B. The U.S. established their own bioweapons program at Fort Detrick, Maryland in 1942, and by the end of the war, brand new facilities were completed for mass production of anthrax and other bioweapons. After the war, the directors of IG Farben were punished at the Nuremberg trials, but the scientists were secretly absorbed into America's bioweapons program. Japan was planning to attack the city of San Diego, California, with weaponized plague, but they surrendered 3 weeks prior to the scheduled attack. And while Japanese researchers arrested by Soviet forces were tried for war crimes, those captured by the United States were secretly given immunity in exchange for working with the U.S. bioweapons team. Long after World War II, the U.S. bioweapons program continued to expand with the help of Japanese and German war criminals. And in 1969, the U.S. government officially terminated their offensive biological weapons program, continuing on with a defensive biological weapons program, which was nothing more than a change of language ahead of the Biological Weapons Convention in 1972. The U.S. would continue to experiment with and produce deadly pathogens, but now under the guise of defense, and mostly defense against Russia. Of all the nations involved in bioweapons research, Russia factors in very little. The U.S. government claims that the Soviet Union had the biggest bioweapons program in history, but this is based solely on a mysterious 1979 anthrax leak and the lone testimony of Soviet defector Ken Alibek, who has also been absorbed into the U.S. bioweapons program, and who has helped the U.S. surround Russia with dangerous bioweapons labs. Russia is now releasing confiscated documents of the work that was being conducted in the NATO-backed biolabs they have secured in Ukraine. These labs were allegedly developing genetically engineered bioweapons to target specific Slavic people, and experimenting with ways of spreading pathogens via bats, ticks, lice, and fleas, like the work Japan's Unit 731 was doing before being secretly brought into the U.S. Meanwhile, Bill Gates is currently allowed to release hundreds of millions of genetically modified mosquitoes within the United States as some sort of disease control experiment. You can say what you want about Vladimir Putin in Russia, but they aren't the ones waging war against the people of the West. That would be the World Economic Forum, the big banks, and their lackeys of the Great Reset agenda. After the U.S. government sanctioned all the Russian people, Putin responded by only targeting a few known criminals of the Great Reset cabal, as if sending a message to the Americans that we share the same enemies. Whereas the global elites are working towards destroying the nation-states, Russia is reinventing the nation-state. Russia hopes to be the world's biggest producer of organic farming, while the globalists are pushing for genetically modified foods, bugs, and synthetic meat. The globalists are actively destroying the family down to the mother's womb, while Russia seeks to build a society based on family and...
All right, see the amazing report at man.video. We have Gavin McGinnis for the next 46 minutes. We got 2 minutes to break. He is on fire. Gavin, going back to you. The technical problem is fixed. Wow, what do you want to get into first when we come back, my friend? What is front and center on your radar?
You know, a long time ago, Ezra Levant told me, he said, I like to go to Britain because it's a dystopian time machine, and I can see where we're going to be in 5 years. And Britain has had their police force totally castrated. It's all affirmative action and rainbows, and refugees are welcome. Crime is rampant. Muslims run that country. And And I'm seeing it here in America, not Muslims running the country, of course, but crime running rampant. And the NYPD is totally deballed. The new officers that are coming out today are completely useless, affirmative action hires. These weak women with the fattest asses you've ever seen in your life. I don't know where they get their pants made. I think they're going to have to make NYPD sweatpants for these women. And they're inept. We're up to a murder a day here in New York. We're getting back to Dinkins, New York, and it's all because of this socialist affirmative action crap.
I totally agree. And what is the end game? Why are they doing it? Gavin, I watch you all the time. I'm so glad you come on. It's been a while since you were on. We're going to break in 30 seconds, but yeah. Where do people find everything Gavin McGinnis?
Censor.tv. I'm also on Gab. I'm on Telegram. I'm on Getter.
And you're a beautiful American. We'll be right back with Gavin McGinnis on the other side of this quick break. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Censor.tv. Another thought criminal channel.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The global fascists, using a model of communism, have a plan to take over all the major cities of the world and install their leftist minions. And Gavin McInnes is the icon of researching this, censored.tv. He was just getting into what's happening in the blue cities. Similar programs have been done in Europe as the beta test, and where he sees this going. Gavin, break down these horrifying developments for us.
Well, what's happening is they are replacing all of the top brass at the NYPD with affirmative action hires. And if you criticize this, you're racist. They say, oh, you have a problem with blacks and women taking over the FDNY and the NYPD? And you go, no, if it was albinos or Amish, I'd have the same problem. You chose a random group and has said this group has to take over. And they're not being hired for their expertise. They're being hired for their race. And the mayor is one of these guys. He was a transit cop who was a member of, I think it's called 100 Black Officers or something like that. He was constantly suing the city for racism. And every time things didn't go his way, he sued and filed a complaint. And the next thing you know, he's the mayor of the city, hiring his brother now. His brother is the head of the crime fighting division that he chose for him. He's hiring.
By the way, he ran. Just to interrupt you on not hiring family members, but gave a special dispensation for himself, saying because of racism, he needs his brother. He can't trust the other police. Wow, he's leading the police and can't trust white cops or Hispanic cops or black cops to protect him.
They're all the same as Juicy Smollett. They have the same mentality. Remember, Jussie, when he got his sentence, he goes, that's racist. We go, Jussie, you're being prosecuted for calling everything racist, you boob. Okay, then that's racist. And you go, no, I'm sick of this ending the conversation. We need to check in. The new officers, again, I know these guys in the 52nd precinct, right? They're detectives, and they're being stalked by this lunatic who has, I don't know where he got this, but he has a sheriff uniform. With a drop holster and a gun and everything. And he goes to the 52nd precinct the other day and he goes, hey, is Detective Nelson and McGillin here? And they go, no. And he goes, oh, okay. Well, I'll come back later. And they go, okay, bye. This guy's wearing a fake uniform with a gun that's not registered to him. But because he's polite, and likely because he's black, the officers went, okay, bye. So the detectives call and they go, where'd he go? And they go, we don't know. We just said bye to him. So the detectives have to come in and go arrest him because he was there to kill them. Now, that's just one little tiny anecdote, but it shows you the totally feckless police force we're dealing with now in New York City.
Well, they hype up all the left, become mentally. I asked you like 6 years ago, what's peak leftist? You said, oh, I think it's going to get a lot worse. It's created a bunch of mentally ill, crazy people that are taught to hate different groups because of what color they are. And then you put in a bunch of George Soros prosecutors and police chiefs that won't prosecute, and they just let these armies of zombies go around and destroy civilization, and when it collapses, the big central banks come in and take over.
They are hiring racists, too. Like these dispatchers, these fat black dispatchers in the Bronx, they don't like cops. They don't enjoy their job. They go on Facebook, and I say to other cops, I go, this bitch was just on Facebook posting BLM stuff. And they go, yeah, can't do anything about it. She's an affirmative action hire. We'll get fired if we complain, so we just let her go. They've all given up. None of them want their kids to be cops anymore.
And so what is the end effect? Are the globalists winning? What is the end effect? Is it the current effect exploding crime? We know that. And then Biden tries to deny it.
The end game is South Africa, but instead of race, it is political affiliation. You know, that by using the word racist, they deperson us. And in Britain, they were talking about not giving racist health care. And at first glance, you go, oh, okay, I don't care if Hitler can't get a triple bypass. But then you go, wait a minute, what defines a racist? And you realize it's just being right wing. It's being a Trump supporter.
Well, yeah, so Biden's new perspective put out of June of last year says, questioning elections, questioning lockdowns, questioning open borders is terrorist. And it's white supremacist.
Yes. And what did Merrick say, the DA? He said white supremacy is the number one threat to this country. Now, I looked up the numbers. There's about 3 deaths a year related to white supremacy. Jihadists are responsible for about 6 deaths a year. But the real threat to this country is this fascist dictatorship where we're getting into like shoot the bull, shoot to kill. And soon we're going to have these Soros-appointed DAs, police, firemen, deciding who gets what services. And the next thing you know, it's like South Africa where there's these squatter camps. Now, they've decided white people are evil, so they're sent to squatter camps. They're going to decide you and I are evil. I mean, we're at the forefront of this, by the way.
No, you're right. So is anybody fighting back in these police departments being taken over by the globalist left?
Yes, there's Alex Jones over at InfoWars. There's Gavin McInnes at Censored.TV. Laura Loomer, by the way, who was banned when you and I were banned and Facebook said you can threaten their lives, she's kicking ass now. She's got a real shot at Congress over by Orlando, that district that she's running in. James O'Keefe is kicking ass. He's on fire these days. And we're getting a lot of guys from the left. Because the left has gone so woke, and they see this, and if they're logical and honest with themselves, they go, what's going on here? Trevor Noah, of all people?
Yeah, what do you make of him? Get that clip from last week I ever played, where he comes out and endorses Trump as a better president against Putin.
He endorsed Trump, and he recently was talking about the vax, and he brought up the logical point, which is, how can a basketball player not be allowed on the court as a player, yet he can buy tickets, watch the game, and then go hug his teammates at the end of the game? That doesn't seem logical.
Well, that's a thought crime. He's engaging in logic.
Yeah. Well, this is the problem with the left. When they dare go near curiosity, they start drinking that juice and they get that red pill down their gullet. And next thing you know, they're unwoke. They're awake. And it's inevitable. Look at the Russell Brand. He said, wait a minute, why is everyone calling people they don't like right wing? It's becoming a moniker that means don't listen to that geezer. And now The Guardian is trying to cancel him for daring to notice that.
Well, that's right, and he's a classical liberal. I mean, he's just promoting freedom, and look how far Joe Rogan's come.
Yeah, oh, Joe Rogan is, and he's still, like, everyone talks about Joe Rogan going right. No, Joe Rogan stayed pretty straight and narrow. It's the background that changed. Like, Bill Maher was talking about this on Ben Shapiro's show, of all places. He was saying, I didn't change. And I would argue that you and I haven't changed either. I don't even see myself as particularly right-wing.
I would call you ultra-right-wing. I would call you a classical liberal.
They call me neo-fascist, whatever the hell that means. But I just am a libertarian for closed borders. I'm socially liberal until you start getting kids and sex together. And then I start going, wait, what are you doing? Why are you telling my 3-year-old what polyamorous means? But I think what's happening right now culturally is the left is going full bore, communist, lunatic, affirmative action, South African nut bar. And the rest of us, what they're doing is they're ostracizing the normies. Like this new Supreme Court chick, this black woman, I forget her name, Jackson. We just discovered yesterday that she's been incredibly lenient when it comes to pedophiles and usually giving them the minimum sentence for kiddie porn, for rape, for molesting children.
Hold on, Gavin McInnes, stay there on fire. We're going to talk about this. That was in my stack straight ahead. Stay with us.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3, that has all 3 types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body. your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have. Or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It's Trevor Noah.
Saudi Arabia isn't playing ball with Joe Biden. And you know what? You can say what you want, but this would have never happened to Donald Trump. Never. No one was ever ignoring Donald Trump's calls. Yeah, because if you ignored Donald Trump's calls, you didn't know how he would respond. Maybe he'd send an angry tweet. Or maybe he just, like, ban your country from everything. You don't know. That's why I bet in these situations, Biden actually wishes that he could hire Trump to step in as president wildcard. You know, just keep everyone on their toes. Because if Trump was calling, you best believe the UAE, they'll be racing to pick up the phone. Oh, Mr. Trump! Mr. Trump, we're here! We're here! Hello?
Too late, Ahmed! You made me wait 2 rings. We're bombing the UAE and the UFC, just in case.
There is no denying that.
Well, so finally, because I mean, Trevor Noah used to be funny until he became political. Finally, he's being funny. He got censored for saying, why do we got to take vaccines if they don't work? Seems like he's maybe finding his soul. So is Bill Maher. What is happening here, Gavin? And let's get back into what you were talking about, this pedo news with the new Supreme Court justice nominee.
Well, the Supreme Court, what's happening in the Supreme Court is exactly what's happening in America. And it links to that Trevor Noah thing. The left has gone so far woke that they're ostracizing their own. And they're losing liberals like Russell Brand, like Bill Maher, like Trevor Noah to their radical leftist politics. And this is happening in the Supreme Court. Before, when you had Breyer on the Supreme Court, the guy that retired, he was a moderate and he would pull in Roberts and Kavanaugh. And they would get work done and pass bills that were laws that were left, relatively leftist, because he was normal. This bitch is a Trotskyite pedophile lunatic. And she's not pulling Roberts and Kavanaugh remotely near her. So just like the left is ostracizing their liberal comedians, this bitch is going to ostracize all of the moderates on the Supreme Court. She 100% of the time is lenient on sexual predators who prey on children. If it's looking like they're going to get 10 years, she'll give them 60 months. She always gives the minimum. I think she's a pedophile herself.
Well, I know this. I mean, even mainline news admits they've never seen a federal judge this easy on pedos. What do you think's going on there?
Incompetence. I don't want to think that Joe Biden is knowingly appointing a pedophile, but I'm not going to rule that out. But I think Mr. Magoo over there in the White House just said, we got to get a black woman. Who's a smart black woman? Oh, this lady's been a lawyer for a long time. Let's make her a Supreme Court judge.
And again, I've got the article right here. Even the New York Times admits she's given under the minimum every time. So she even violates the law every time and violates her position. That enough is insane. Why would you always go easy on pedos?
It's her trademark, too. It's not like she's also known for being lenient on guns or hard on guns. No, anyone who's in the industry who knows this woman goes, oh, yeah, that's Ketanji Jackson. She's the chick who's really easy on pedophiles. If you molest a kid, you want her as your judge, boy. You're going to come out smelling like roses. And, like, does I know Mr. Magoo's an imbecile, but doesn't he have people who have access to Google? Everyone knows this about her, and now it's becoming mainstream news. Are they knowingly sabotaging the country, or are we just seeing extreme incompetence?
Very well said. Let me show you a few articles since you mentioned this. This is the New York Post. Disney employees among 108 arrested in Florida. Human trafficking sting. Trafficking children, you name it. They spotted a big state-run orphanages outside Austin run by a liberal group that was raping children en masse as young as 7, producing child porn. Oregon's top children's hospital teaches young boys to tuck their genitals and directs kids to sex toy porn shops as young as 7 years old how to buy a dildo. And I don't want to talk about this on air, folks. That's what's going on with our children. Medical kidnapping, breast milk-dependent infant taken away because they're breastfeeding. We've just got all of this. And then you've got this whole backdrop of Jeffrey Epstein, and then now you've got the New York Post and others confirming. The FBI goes, okay, it is his laptop, as if we didn't know that 15 months ago in the middle of the election. So you've got all of that with Biden making weird comments about it. I mean, what is going on here, Gavin?
Here's what's really happening. The left, when they're radicalizing the country, they put up a curtain. And the curtain says, don't be racist, don't be homophobic. And I think a lot of the people who put up that curtain are good people. And they genuinely think, I'm worried about some gay 5-year-old getting beat up, so I don't want that. So they put up this force field. Now, predators, perverts, and weirdos use that force field to do bad things. So under the premise, under the guise of let's not hurt people, we have Drag Queen Story Hour, where the guys are showing up with no underwear, flashing their genitals to kids and twerking for kids. And we've got Desmond the Entertainer, whatever the hell his name is. Desmond is amazing, getting money put into his underpants at gay bars in New York at 3 in the morning. And we have teachers saying, I tell my kiddos that I'm polyamorous and they can use these pronouns and look at all the rainbow flags. And the next thing you know, you've made a space for groomers. Like, I bet when the Boy Scouts said...
Oh, exactly. No, start over. But I'm interrupting. But that's what it is. It's literal grooming of children. Even Bill Maher said, leave them alone. It's obvious sexualization and grooming of children when they're not sexual. But the perverts, whether they're heterosexual or homosexual, whether they want little girls, little boys, same sex or not, it's all just as bad. They want to get at innocent children because they can't form adult relationships because the most of them were abused.
Gay is a type of sex. Now, kids don't like hearing about relationships. I have kids. If they're watching a TV and the straight couple kisses on TV, they go, they don't want to hear, they don't like it. And it's a genetic thing that's in them, so they don't get molested. It's good. Thank God it exists.
Absolutely. So children don't like even mild sexual stuff like kissing. They go, why something else? Because that's not what they're supposed to be doing.
No, there's a cartoon out, the Croods or the Droods or something, and I was watching it with my 9-year-old, and the beginning of the movie, this teenage girl is obsessed with this guy, and every time he's near, she swoons and little hearts come out of her head. He was watching it like this. It's not sexual, but there's love there, and he couldn't bear to look at it. It was so gross to him. Why are you telling children how you fornicate? Say I only had anal sex. That was my thing. Never in the normal hole. I'm straight, but I only did it anally. Can you imagine me telling my kindergarten class, hey, guys, I thought you should know this. I don't do the normal hole. I only do the butthole. That's kind of me. That's my thing.
Yeah. You don't want heterosexual, homosexual, any talking. I interrupted you earlier, but you're making the point. This is grooming spaces, and that keeps happening. Drag queen story time, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts is basically bankrupt because of it. They have opened them up as free spaces for pedophiles under, not being anti, whatever, to come in and do this.
Right. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. And I bet you when the Boy Scouts said we should let gay leaders in, they didn't intend to groom. But groomers see this window, this opportunity, and they go, I'm going to go be a Boy Scout and I can go rape kids. And this is what we're doing with the NYPD, with FDNY, not grooming kids, but under the guise of fighting racism, we're letting incompetent boobs and parasites. Eric Adams is a parasite. The mayor of New York is a scam artist. He has no intention of fixing the city. He's like Ratso Rizzo from Midnight Cowboy.
Is he worse than de Blasio, perhaps, because he's a little bit more well-spoken and he's black, so he can't be attacked?
They're the same thing. De Blasio wasn't De Blasio. De Blasio is pussy whipped. He's his black wife. She runs the show, and she makes sure she gets $800 million to thrive, whatever the hell that means. So they're all the same. Socialists who take advantage of people's good nature, and we all hear something like, hey, I'm going to be fighting racism, and you go, that sounds good. I don't like Nazis. And the next thing you know, they're depersoning people, banning people, putting Nick Fuentes on a no-fly list, telling Laura Loomer she can't use Uber, tying you up in legal BS for years at a time to the tune of millions of dollars, all under the guise of equality and justice. It's Orwellian. It's a lie.
I totally agree. We've got one more segment with a legend. He is a legend, Gavin McGinnis of Censored.TV. Go there, check it out, be part of the resistance. We're going to come right back. You got a lot more to say, and we're going to see where Gavin's going to go next. Please stay with us.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
People out there more demonized and more punished than me, and I gotta say he's about as punished and attacked as I've been. Maybe Laura Loomer, maybe President Trump, but we're not like victims. We're not trying to be punished here. We want to persevere and win the fight. We only win the fight thanks to your prayers, your support, and your word of mouth. But I was about to ask Gavin, what are the solutions? And I was talking to him about coming next week and maybe coming in for part of the show or something, because I just miss him so much. He was here a few years ago. We had a great time. Met him years before that, of course. And he said, listen, that's great, Alex. I'll come next week, but can we talk about solutions? And that's exactly where I wanted to go. So the 10 minutes we have left, what do we do about this, Gavin?
If they shoot at your feet, don't dance. Don't apologize. Don't make excuses. And I've made this mistake 100 times. I'm not racist. I'm not anti-Semitic. No, that's not what I meant. Don't say that. Go, yeah, whatever. What are you going to do about it? Because they're not looking for the truth. They want a villain. So go, yeah, I'm your bad guy. F you. I hate you. You know, like I had someone accuse me of being at January 6th recently. And my first instinct is to go, no, I wasn't there. You're thinking of this guy who lives in Arizona. He has my same glasses and mustache. He's actually in jail now. And then I thought, so what if I was at January 6th? Screw you. You know, I'm not ashamed of the people who were there. I think they're patriots. I think they're being framed by the government. Yeah, you know what? I was there. How about that? You know, oh, you're racist. Yeah, I'm racist. Whatever. You got me. Don't apologize. Plow through it. If people are genuinely curious and they say, hey, man, I read that you Zeke Heiled or something, you go, and it's a friend and they're coming at you in a genuinely curious way. You go, no, that I was waving goodbye or whatever. You can explain it to them.
Yeah, but even John Cleese made jokes about Hitler and Charlie Chaplin. Why aren't we allowed? Like, I'm good friends with Jesse James, great guy, you know, totally pro-Israel, but it'd be okay if he wasn't. He did a joke once when somebody gave him a Nazi hat of a Sieg Heil, and they tried to deplatform him for that. It's BS, man. Why can Arnold Schwarzenegger say he loves Hitler in Rolling Stone, which is his free speech, his dad's an SS officer, but then we can't make Hitler jokes? That's why can't Count Dankula have his pug do Heil Hitler? That's funny.
We can is the answer to that. We can make any jokes we want. Because as soon as you appease them, they don't stop. Like right now, they're going back through history and erasing any joke that had blackface. They're not racist jokes. They're just jokes where there was blackface in it. Sarah Silverman program, David Cross was wearing blackface when he portrayed an idiot racist on a Mr. Show. Little Britain had a character that was a black woman played by a guy that... It had nothing to do with race, but yes, he was wearing coloring to play the character. Remember on SNL, Fred Armisen would play Obama without any makeup. So he'd look like a pale, like he looked like Obama had food poisoning or something and was about to throw up. Well, what are you doing?
But think about what mind control this is, that you can't make fun of a Nazi in a Nazi uniform that you means you're a Nazi. This is just meant to murder common sense.
You know, I remember years ago, maybe 20 years ago, we knew these guys, and they were making anti-Nazi stickers. It was a swastika with a line through it, and they were arrested because it's illegal to make a swastika.
Yeah, but that New York Times article
like,
here is...
No, but I'm against it.
Exactly. Well, say that again because I interrupted you. This is important what you just said.
Yeah, he was making stickers that had a swastika with a line through it, and he was arrested for it because there's a swastika there. But he's like, no, I'm against it. And they go, it doesn't matter. Any kind of swastika is verboten.
And that's in Germany. So let's expand on that. Once you take the Nazis' rights, you take everybody's rights. I had a fake New York Times article written about me where an employee said they saw shoes with swastikas on them. And yes, a Japanese lady mailed us little leather hand-done things with Pelosi and a swastika over her with a cross through it. Same deal. Now I'm a Nazi that wears Nazi shoes because someone mailed me something saying Pelosi's a Nazi.
Don't apologize. Don't explain yourself. Say, yes, I wear Nazi shoes. You got me. Like giving them any kind of explanation, it's like giving a vampire just a little shot of your own blood and saying, there, will you leave me alone now?
And yeah, but this is something I don't understand. You understand it. You warned me years ago. I bet they're like, hey, you've hurt people's feelings with this. Even if you're right, just say you're sorry. And as soon as you say you're sorry, they go, we got you. You lied on purpose. It's all over. Why are they obsessed with having us say we're sorry? Because it makes them morally superior or what?
Yes, it's power. It's power. It's shooting at their feet and making us dance. That's what they're doing. So the more you dance, the more they shoot at your feet. Don't give them the power. Remember that dude, Brett Reichman Reisner? What the hell was his name? The producer who directed a Hightower with Eddie Murphy. They said to him, hey, does Eddie Murphy rehearse? And he says, excuse me, I apologize for that. He was canceled from the Golden Globes. He was supposed to be directing that. And then... after his apology, they said that's not good enough. They made him go on an apology tour around the country to various LGBT institutions. He did like an entire bus tour of apologizing. that it became their currency. They will never be satisfied. It's like a crazy jealous girlfriend who thinks you're cheating on her. Do you think wearing a GPS tag is going to satiate her and she'll stop freaking out about everyone who calls you? No. She's insatiable. Give up.
Yeah, but getting back to solutions, because, I mean, you really are a smart guy. Really, the audience values your opinion. You're a trailblazer. People that don't know who you are, the minority out there. How do you see this ending? Because you told me 6 years ago, I go, I think I see it peaking. This is too ridiculous. You said it'll get a lot worse. They'll take over the institutions. They'll persecute us. Alice is going to get a lot worse. Okay, tell me then, how bad does it get, and where is the light at the end of the tunnel?
The light at the end of the tunnel is Trump. Trump is coming back. He's going to get reelected. He's going to be president. And this time around, we've experienced life without Trump. We've experienced the Mr. Magoo presidency. We've seen a nuclear war almost break out, possibly break out, in Eastern Europe. We've seen gas go to prices so high that it's the same as the movie I Am Legend when Will Smith is pumping gas at the abandoned gas station with vines all over it. The movies that have apocalypses are here now, live. So when Trump comes back and says, you see what it was like without me? We're going to go, yes, yes, we're sorry. I can't believe I said that about you. Please, can you fix this mess? He's now coming back with, after the spoiled brats, after the lunatics have run the asylum, and they want him back too. I'm telling you, the left wants Trump back. The left wants gas prices low. The left wants people employed. The left sees Eric Davis destroy the FDNY and destroy New York City. We all want jobs and safety. So he's going to come back and clean house, and it's not going to be hard because the left has become so deranged and woke that even the left hates them. Russell Brand,
and you're right.
Bill
it's
Maher,
a new liberal fetish, too, to like Trump, which Trump's not perfect. I was mad about his vaccine stuff, and I know he means well. But here's the deal, though. They've got all these Clinton lawyers and Obama lawyers running around trying to outlaw Trump rerunning. It's been failing in court, but they're trying to ban members of Congress running again. I mean, it's very fascist. Talk about trying to block elections. What do you see them doing with 235 days out from the midterms? Because they're branding everywhere. Questioning elections is terror. And the Proud Boys, which you founded, which were peaceful, which you have been part of for years, which are setting up, they're claiming they are going to do stuff. All obviously completely made up, but that we really see them building towards a crescendo.
Yes, and what happens with that? Revolution happens. This is unsustainable. And I think the left secretly wants us to rise up. They're saying, can you go take care of this? Can you go fix? You're the tough guy. Go fight them. Go candle this complete lunatic. Like, where does AOC and Pelosi go on vacation? They go to Florida. They want to be under DeSantis. They want the freedom that DeSantis provides. And all of America wants the freedom that Trump
provides. It's like all the left
provide.
Is flooding, so, running to Texas. Why do they do that?
Because Texas is the freest state in the union. We're everyone's moving south. The left is moving south. And the South is saying, we don't want you here. You're just going to turn this.
Let's do 5 minutes. I know you got to go. 5 minutes on the side, Gavin. I want to ask you the question now with a minute left. It's true. Geographically, and with their money and with their actions, the left wants to be populist right wing, which is smart. But with all their rhetoric, they're the opposite. In 45 seconds, why is that?
Because of white guilt. Whites genetically have something in them that no other race has, and it's self-hatred and ethnomasochism. I don't know why it's been programmed into us, but we want to self-destruct when we reach a certain level of success. It's a bizarre trait that no Japanese, Mexicans, blacks, no one else has this trait. It's weird.
No, you're right. All the old white people, including my own family, just are like guilty and hate themselves and want to just, I don't even know what the hell's going on here. Well, I don't have that gene. Gavin, stay there. 5 more minutes with you, and you're going to be in studio next week. And coming up, ladies and gentlemen, we have Jay Dyer as well, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news, today.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.